B-Pod Studios.
Welcome to a Rap Party Podcast, everybody.
Hi.
Roy and I are just, we've talked about this a thousand times. We're ready for the vaccine. We're going to take it tomorrow if we can have it. Mm-hmm. Lorenz doesn't want to do it. She says she doesn't want to give it to her kids or whatever. And then she says, this is just off the air before we came on. She goes, but I'm not against vaccines.
I'm not against vaccines.
That's like somebody who's like, I ain't going to fly, but I'm not against flying. What?
Well, this, I just would like more time between when the vaccine is released and when I give it to my family.
The top scientists in the country have worked on Moderna.
I understand that. I get it.
And Amangala, Pfizer.
What was that one?
Amangala, the British one.
That was good, bud. Yeah.
All right, Mike, you're going to go ahead and get the Amangala one. But no, seriously, like the top minds, that's why I'm going to do it. Like, I'd rather get the vaccine than COVID.
Yeah,
I've been dodging and weaving this fucking thing.
And how
for a
I haven't
year.
Gotten it is beyond me. Knock on wood.
Yeah, jeez.
I get everything.
I know.
And I haven't been sick with anything all year.
Bro, you were sick the entire year. We went back and listened to
16. You were a mess.
Half of 16 and all of 17. We listened to different audio clips, and sick. Regardless if it was May, December, or July,
I was sick. I was always sick.
Had a runny nose.
And which is so strange because I never really went around that many people. So I don't know how I got sick.
Dude, right. You used to get strep like it was your job. What were those tonsil?
Coctobalus or something.
Tonsil stones.
Tonsil stones.
Tonsil stones.
These stones in my mouth. Remember, I ended up in the ER because I couldn't swallow at all. And so I went into the ER, and they gave me a shot of steroids to reduce the inflammation. And then they all called in all the other doctors to look at all my stones because they thought it was interesting.
Yeah.
They'd never seen stones like it, and they went out and picked out of them all.
And you were like a museum.
Yeah.
I was all choking people with their hands down their throat. Ugh.
And then this morning we walk in, and my temperature was high. And Roy had the sniffles, and we all went all bitching here.
Yeah, I was like, I got it. Today's the day I die. Like, I was so freaked out.
Did you start updating your will?
No. Well, you know what?
The first sniffle, Roy's like, fix to whom it may concern.
This is it.
You know how, like people would fix their will? I would reverse the damage of my will, of my medical directive. Like, I think my medical directive states, you know, like 2 months on life support and then pull the plug. The moment I get COVID, forever on life support, spend as much money as possible.
Yeah.
Do not pull plug.
Roy coughs and goes, I've lived a good life. Immediately writes it up. But today's show is fun. Today's show revolved around our Secret Santa, which is a big fundraising event that we're doing on Thursday for the kids locally here in the Carolinas. We're going to get them good Christmas presents while they're in the hospital. You know how Secret Santa works by now. It's been 9 years of us doing it. We're raising money so that the families that can't shop or afford toys will get them for their kids for the holiday. But that came with a treat, and the treat was that producer Nicole's got a song recorded on her phone that she will play for, that we'll be able to air on the radio Thursday morning if we raise $1,500. Pretty obtainable number. She could have went a lot higher.
Yeah. We're pretty much at the number.
Right. As of now, but we have to wait for confirmation from Novant.
People have called and pretty much promised to donate, but we got to get the exact number.
But I thought for sure she was going to be like $8,000, $10,000, which would have been fine.
She should jack it up now since we're already at the number.
Hopefully there's another nugget on there.
Well, she said we can only play it twice, but maybe if we get more money, we can play it more times.
What if there's more songs on her phone than what she's saying? Mm. You know there probably is. Like she sang one to her dog.
Can you get a hold of the phone for me?
We're not doing that, but... Oh, little caterpillar on the sidewalk.
Well, we've if you listen towards the end of the show, we aired a little bit of old audio from Nicole.
Yeah.
And
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
I imagine what we were going to hear is that, but old.
But the lyrics, we've always said that she is, and by the way, she's in her studio working, so she's not in here now, but she always is so deep with her lyrics. Like, we listen to the melody, she yep. listens for the deepness, like the song speaks to her.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what? I don't have, there's not one fucking song that I know that, quote, speaks to me. Really.
Really?
Either the beat's good and I feel good about it, or like if I want to be spacey, I'll listen to some Pink Floyd.
Mm-hmm.
If I want to be soulful, I'll listen to some, you know.
But you don't even really know what you're listening
Sade
to.
Sade or whatever. No. No, like.
You just catch a beat, a vibe.
Pretty much. Do you? You're the least deep of all of us.
What the fuck does that mean?
You don't like. You don't even really like music with lyrics.
Yes, I do.
Your music is like boom, da boom, da boom, da boom.
I like country
boom,
music,
boom,
too.
Okay. Well, that's basic.
Well, I never see you do any, like, inspirational.
You're not tweeting quotes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a quotey kind of person every once in a while, but I'm not, like, throwing out quotes. I don't know.
What's your favorite quote?
Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work harder.
Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work harder?
Not
like,
even sure I understand
that. If you're just talented
and
you don't, like, put effort into it, you're not going to.
Right. Okay, I got you.
Somebody who's not that talented yeah. can put a ton of effort in and be better than you are, even though you're talented.
You also have another one.
You miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
That
you
one.
Do yep. say that one quite a bit.
I told you guys I finally got my HOA to approve my patio project in the backyard.
Mm.
And my husband and I basically just tortured them until they said yes. And I always say if the answer is no, I've asked the wrong question. That's another one. See, I have a ton of quotes.
The answer is no, I've asked the wrong question.
Yeah.
Okay.
Persistence, man.
You noticing a trend here? Bulldoze people. that's the trend. Bulldoze people.
Wear them out.
I think another,
no,
another
tenacity,
quote.
Tenacity. That is the common thread.
You really need to adopt my way or the highway. Do as I say. Thank you. That's it. Like, not, just do as I say.
And as I do.
And as I do.
Ask not what Loren can do for you, but for what you can do for Loren.
Yeah.
Didn't Kennedy say that?
I think so.
I like, show me your friends and I'll know who you are.
Oh, my grandmother used to say that.
My dad said that and he was right. I had friends that were pretty funny. Like, we were little, I don't know, derelicky. My oldest brother had athletes and my middle brother had pothead friends. You know, and that was pretty much who we were. Well, Mark's ready, everybody.
Yes, that's what the little voice you just heard from our producer. We have to go film a little, I guess, segment.
Vignette?
I don't know. TV?
Yeah.
I don't know. We got to go film something, so we got to run. But we love you and share this podcast. Like it, review. I don't know what you do with podcast. Like,
give
review.
Give us positive reviews.
Review. Well, subscribe.
Hit the bell.
Subscribe. Hit the bell. And then listen to my other podcast. Let's promote like all of our other podcasts. Listen to my other podcast, To Weigh Less, and Mommyhood to
Menopause.
To
yeah.
Menopause.
That's mine.
And old episodes of a very, very famous podcast called 90210.
Hey, Mock Made.
I don't even know if you can find
those. All right. Bye, everybody.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.